A new audit found millions of dollars in reporting errors at the Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. The report sparked another debate over resources and oversight of the DABC. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
According to the state audit, the errors came after the DABC switched to a new computer system last summer. In the 6 months that followed, hundreds of millions of dollars in expenses and revenue went unreported. No money is actually missing, but state auditor John Dougal says poor implementation and use of the new accounting system led to DABC errors bleeding into other state reports.
That's where we had serious concerns, because it's giving a false sense of what's really taking place.
The audit found inaccurate manager time card reporting and concluded that the DABC's finance division lacks knowledge and experience in retail and governmental accounting. The state auditor's office conducts an annual review of DABC operations, and DABC commissioners requested auditors look into the department's financial processes. DABC leaders agreed with some of the recommendations but pushed back on other criticisms. Executive Director Sal Petilos says the new accounting system in question required a steep learning curve period.
What we had was a delay in reporting, and you know, we generate a lot of money monthly. We weren't able to report because of system issues, and now that we've had the time to look at them, we're remedying those.
DABC Commissioner Neil Berube says the department is doing the best it can with its allocated resources.
If the state of Utah expects this to be run like a business, they should treat it like a business. And there are many constraints put on the operations here that wouldn't be in a normal business situation.
Dougal agrees that it's a challenge for government to run a business-like enterprise, but he says ultimately it's department management that needs to take responsibility for problems. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.